the president of the Drawdown GM Ice Dogs, Mike Swenson, and it is September, which means one thing: hockey season, Mike.
Yes, sir. Back at it. Back. I miss you over the summer, Mike.
Yeah. It's been a long summer, but the team is back at it, and let's talk about this year's club.
Well, you know, it's we've had a good run for the last 5 years. Of the season preview that the league put out highlights the fact that we've won more games in the last 5 years than any team in the league, and that the winning percentage we've had over that span is the best 5-year run that anyone's had. So it's been great, and the expectations are high, and therefore last year not winning a championship was a real letdown. And you know, a lot of people talk about the success we have had and say, well, you got to be proud of what you've done, but the bar is set high. We expect to win a championship this year, and anything other than that, it will be a failure, and that's all right. It's all right to have those kind of expectations and goals, as long as you say them out loud and are willing to do the work to make them happen.
And this year's team, relatively, we're pretty much a new team.
Yeah, we have, I believe, 5 returning players, which is a low number for us. Kurt Walston did an incredible job of recruiting over the summer. We had one of our best camps we've ever had. Had a lot of tough choices at camp. So, one thing about having our season end a month earlier than it normally does, we had a month longer to recruit. So that was well used. And, we have a young team, a lot of 18, 19-year-olds. We have lots of room for 20-year-olds at the deadline or throughout the season when we want to add them. So that we're in really good shape from a roster perspective.
Yeah, over 50 guys at camp, which I don't think I've ever seen since I've been here.
Yeah.
It's great to see you. Drawdown GM Ice Dogs opening the season Friday night in Red Lake at 7:30. But the big game is a home opener at 7:30 on Saturday. And Mike, want to pack the pound again.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, we always talk about what I've been trying to preach to everybody that we work with in the organization and in the community for the last 5, 6, 7 years, whatever I've been doing this for, is that, the currency of people is more important to us than money. We need people in that arena. We need people in our boardroom and helping us at the rink and volunteering off the ice. But at the end of the day, all the efforts that we're putting forward off the ice lead to those games, to butts in the seats in our arena on Saturday night. So, especially for the home opener, if you haven't been for a while, get there and let's start a new trend.
Yeah, it's against Red Lake, natural rivalry. It's going to be a perfect game. Again, Drawdown and Red Lake on Saturday nights. We'll talk more about the Drawdown GM Ice Dogs and the upcoming season here in a bit with the president, Mike Swenson. We'll have more in a bit. Mike Swenson, with the president of the Drawdown GM Ice Dogs, the longest running team in the SIJHL. Mike, another season here. Friday, Saturday first home game.
Yes, that's the phrase I like to hear, Mike. That's the whole thing about the team and about what we're trying to accomplish. The team is a community-owned, not-for-profit organization, right? So when you say that it's the longest running, even the time that I've been doing this, which, I guess we're starting to pile up the years now, but we've seen teams come and go in this time, and over the history of the SIJHL, everyone's come and gone, except for the Ice Dogs. And that's a testament to the community pride that exists in Dryden. And, every year, every town, every city in Canada is going to go through ups and downs. And, depending on your perspective, we might be in one of those cycles now. But nothing has changed in terms of the way that we support each other and the way that we get behind these events. And the Ice Dogs isn't the only one. You look at all the other community groups in town that are thriving. Behind the scenes, it's hard to get get this done, to get the Ice Dogs to exist year after year after year. But, I mean, we've done it almost 20 years in a row now, and that's something that we ought to be really proud of. That's a big factor that I love about the team. When we're at the rink on Saturday and there's 500, 1,000 people there, in this little town, that means 1 in 6 people are here, are at the rink. So if you're not in the building, your neighbor probably is, and that's an incredible community engagement. And it makes me proud, and it gives me the energy to continue to do this job for the team year after year.
And I think it speaks volumes of what the organization, the executive, is doing, that you demand the players to be out in the community, out and about, and interacting with the community members.
Yeah. Well, when you're 25 years removed from that time of your life and you look back and you can see what these kids have given to them, the opportunity that they have, you recognize, and some of them, we do try to preach gratitude to them. We try to make them appreciate that without that community support, without those kids, without those fans, they don't have this opportunity. You take off that jersey and go back to work or be a student at 18 to 20 years old, no one's asking you for your autograph at Walmart in Dryden,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But they are, because they are ice dogs, and they have to be appreciative of that. And that's just a cyclical relationship we have with the community, where we create a fan base and we create grateful players.
Reaching out to the youth, so important. You've got a great partnership this year with Dryden Rotary, and you got a big event coming up.
Speaking of incredible community organizations, Rotary and Dryden.
Second to none.
Yeah, I really can't say enough about it. I mean, when I first read the press release about the work that we've done over the summer with them, I kind of got chills on my back. It's a sports moment, like almost watching a big goal, seeing that press release. So Rotary of Dryden has made sure that every school-aged child in Dryden under the age of 12 is going to get a free ticket to every Ice Dogs game they want. And it's just like such an investment in the youth in Dryden. And I don't have enough words to praise that organization for their contributions to the team and to youth in Dryden.
Yeah, we want to thank Marty Plump, who is the president right now of Dryden Rotary, and the entire organization for their support. It's unbelievable. And speaking of off the ice, Mike?
Yeah, well, you know, so we have a variety of different fundraisers, of course, and the one that's coming up on September 30th, it's a PD day, and what we've been doing for the last few years is organizing this, what we call Fun Day with the Ice Dogs. So most of our kids are not going to be going to school that day, but we're still going to work. So if your kid is 6 years of age or older, has a full set of hockey gear, bring them to the rink. And they can hang out with the team all day. We're going to play hockey. We're going to go swimming in the pool. We're going to watch movies. We're going to have lunch. It's a great event for them. And, we take a limited number. So what you want to do in order to get involved in that is contact Christine Taves. Her number is 323-4173, and get registered for it, because, there is a cap, but it's a really popular event and one we're really proud of.
And we'll have that information on the CKDR sports page as well. Home opener Saturday night. Mike, you're excited?
Very much so. You know, if we've got to get out of here, there's one more thing I wanted to add here.
Go nuts.
So, you know, a lot of it goes into making me able to do this job. And it's, like I said, I don't make any money from this. It's a volunteer position. So that impacts a lot of people around me. And I wanted to make a special shout out today to my brother, because he's my business partner, right? And so however much we try to control it, the Ice Dogs business infiltrates our other businesses.
Yes.
And I'm taken away from my day-to-day activities to run the team. So the sacrifices that he's made over the years by allowing me to do that has been a big benefit to the community too, because if any success that I've had doing this, I have to say thanks to my brother, who happens to be his 40th birthday today.
Oh, yeah. Hey, happy birthday.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted to do for him for his birthday is make sure I publicly commended him for his sacrifice to the Ice Dogs and to the community of Dryden for letting his partner have some Ice Dogs business done during the day.
Well said, Mike, and we thank you for the work you've done and for the entire executive. Again, the home opener is Saturday night, 7:30.